This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Reports of cyber attacks and breaches have made headlines across the world as many companies learned firsthand the damage that a high-profile breach can inflict on a business, from Target to Sony. You don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to protect your business and customers from hackers. Are you next? This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Maya Tan. Now, a recent study found that the number of bots that crawl and scan websites on the internet outnumber human visitors, but smaller websites actually receive a higher percentage of automated bot visitors. Up to 80% of all traffic on sites with fewer than 1,000 visitors a day. Malicious bots probe sites for vulnerabilities, effectively automating web hacking. Now, small businesses are just as vulnerable as Home Depot or Target. Today, all online businesses are at risk. Here are 5 simple measures any business owner can take to avoid cyber attacks and prevent a breach. Number 1. Ensure there are no gaps. Vulnerabilities are exactly just that. Exploitable weaknesses that allow attackers to penetrate systems. It's a good thing that many of these vulnerabilities are well-known and easy to patch. Specifically, there are 2 vulnerabilities all e-commerce business owners should be aware of: the SQL and cross-site scripting, or XSS. Many sites, based on how their e-commerce application was built, are vulnerable to SQL injection attacks. Criminals probe web applications with SQL queries to extract information from the e-commerce database. Cross-site scripting attacks can occur when applications take untrusted data from users and send it to web browsers without properly validating or treating that data to ensure that it isn't malicious. XSS can be used to take over user accounts, change website content, or even redirect visitors to malicious websites without their knowledge. And because attacks on these vulnerabilities are directed at web applications, a web application firewall, or WAF, should be something to look into. Number 2. Denial of service. Some criminals are flooding websites with traffic to take them offline. Now, this is called a distributed denial of service, or DDoS attack. For e-commerce sites, a DDoS attack has a direct impact on revenue. A single attack can cost more than $400,000, with some sources reporting costs of up to $40,000 per hour. With attacks ranging from mere hours to several days, no business can afford the risk of a DDoS attack. Often these attacks are accompanied by a ransom note demanding funds, and other times the attack is merely a smokescreen, giving hackers time to enter and check the site for other vulnerabilities. In either case, rather than fall prey to extortionists, e-commerce sites should enlist protection to detect and mitigate the attack before it impacts their bottom line. And protection is often available from hosting providers, so if you're a small business, you can ask your website host for options. Number 3. Two-factor authentication. Stolen or compromised user credentials are a common cause of breaches. eBay reported that cyber attackers compromised a small number of employee login credentials, allowing unauthorized access to eBay's corporate network. Criminals use social engineering, phishing, malware, and other means to guess or capture usernames and passwords. In other cases, attackers target administrators, whom they discover on social networks, using spear phishing attacks to obtain sensitive data. Now, solving this problem is as simple as implementing two-factor authentication. The second factor is usually a code generated via an app or received via text on a phone owned by the user. Two-factor authentication has been around for a while. Google does it, Maybank does it. But just as better smartphone cameras opened up a whole new market of photo editing and sharing applications, so too has the escalation in breaches increased the number of options for two-factor authentication. Today, there are a number of great two-factor authentication solutions that are both easier to use and very effective at keeping hackers out. Many are free, including Google Authenticator, and are packaged as handy apps on smartphones. With the increasing risk of breach, it's more important than ever that any application dealing with customer data be protected by two-factor authentication. Number 4. Scan your site. Scanning your site is an important thing to do for detecting tracking the SQL injection vulnerabilities and XSS, as mentioned earlier, as well as a host of other vulnerabilities. Information from these scanners can be used to assess the security posture of an e-commerce website, providing insights for engineers on how to remediate vulnerabilities at the code level or tune a WAF to protect against the specific vulnerabilities. However, in order to be effective, businesses need to use them regularly. It's important to subscribe to a service that scans on a periodic basis, not every 3 years.
Number 5.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. According to research by the Ponemon Institute, third-party providers, hosts, payment gateways, call centers, shredders, they all have a significant impact on breach likelihood and scope. You wouldn't trust your money to a bank without rigorous, proven security measures in place, nor should you trust a software vendor without security practices in place. And when employing new service providers, make sure they're compliant with security best practices like the Payment Card Industry's Data Security Standard, or PCI DSS, and Cloud Security Certification, SSAE 16. Don't be afraid to ask cloud software vendors how they're managing security and what certifications they have. If they have none, you should think twice about working with them. Today, the risk of data breach is greater than ever for large and small businesses alike, but security doesn't have to be complicated. Just to summarize today's show, number one, to ensure there are no vulnerabilities, look at a web application firewall. Two, to avoid a denial of service attack, look at DDoS protection from your service providers. Three, to protect user data and login info, either for employees or users on your site, look at two-step authentication. 4. For detecting SQL injection vulnerabilities and XSS attacks, look at web scanners to frequently sweep your e-commerce website for anomalies and early detection. Finally, be careful who you fraternize with. All your third-party software, anything that you install within your company's IT system, should have the right security standards and measures in place. So, by using the right tools, partnering with the right vendors, and implementing safeguards, online businesses can reduce risk and keep out of the headlines. This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.